Ivory Links,
where we discuss everyday topics for everyday people.
We make Ivory Links with Ivory people looking for love.
If I'm looking for a woman, I'm looking for a down to earth woman, you know, a woman who's gonna love herself.
Where singles could verbally mix and mingle.
I like to go out. I'm not the type of person to sit around the house all day. I like to go out.
Ivory Links with DJ Yanni and the crew.
Big people music, big people talk.
Listen in 93.5 FM.
Can't be too great a time.
What a sweet tune, man.
Venus, if you do, I promise that I
Yeah, man, the kind of tune that made me go.
I give him all the love I have to give, as long as we both shall live.
The voice of Adele Harley. And she is just like a lot of women out there looking for a good man, praying tonight that the goddess of love will send a gentleman that is really, really Mr. Right. And of course, I want to say big up to all the gentlemen out there that think they are husband material. A lady once told me, say, you know what, you want a man that can please you in bed. Buy you the expensive clothes, and of course, you know, just treat you like a queen and a princess. And I'm sure there are guys out there that just like that. All right, and if you're one of those guys, we have a lady that is looking for you. All right, and we have her on the phone line right now, Ragabi.
Oh yes, that's Lady A.
Mm-hmm. Hello, good night, Lady A. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am fine, Lady A. You sounding pretty sexy tonight.
Mm. Is that mean you don't that mean you don't believe him or you don't want him in your business?
I like it. All right, so now of course let's go over her your attributes. Exactly what do you look like, darling? What's your height, what's your weight? So these gentlemen out there, because Mr. Wright is out there waiting for you, he's waiting.
I'm 5'6".
Yes,
I'm 135 pounds.
135 pounds, 5'6", so that you're like right a medium build.
I am, to be exact, a size 5. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Great. And what kind of guy? What is really the most important thing about the Mr. Right for you? What is the thing that is going to probably make you say, you know what, this guy will make me say I can or I do? What is the most most important thing?
These days, great sex.
Say that one more time.
Great sex.
Hold on, make me stop because
no, she
did she just say great sex?
I think that's what I heard, but she could be talking about a sax player. So I just
a great sax. You want you want a musician. You want a brother that can play the saxophone.
Yeah,
great sax.
He could play the saxophone too, as long as he can please me well.
Wow! Hold on, boom, boom. Yo, gentlemen,
she wants a man who plays the trombone.
Gentlemen. Your ear, the great sex is important. The boom. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, that is what we call around here, the boom. All right, when the man drop the boom, yeah, the woman them say, yeah, and ray, tay, tay.
Now, is that for you the dominant factor?
Well, that is the deal breaker.
Okay.
That's you can be rich, you can have great personality, but the sex is just not. Well,
yes, yeah, so before you even get into the relationship, you have to test the sex first.
Well, I mean, it's like buying a brand new car.
You have to test drive it
before you buy.
You know, I think there's some gentleman saying, yo, Yanni, you need to give out the phone number right now. All right, so for the men,
if their hands are free.
Yeah, so for the gentlemen, Mr. Wright, if you're out there, we are going to open the phone lines. You will be asked some questions by Lady A. Hopefully you say the right things, and of course let's see how your test drive go after that. The lady says sex is really important. That's a deal breaker for her, and I'm telling you, that's important for me too.
Well, let's just start. Is there anything else that you look for in a man? Are there other attributes?
Great, a great personality, someone who can make me laugh, someone who, you know, can laugh at themselves also.
Yeah, she says great personality makes her laugh.
Oh, she wants a funny guy.
Hello, good night.
This is what went on the radio.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir, you're looking to link with Lady A.
Yeah, because when she said I want to go like a newborn car, so how much car she want off this?
How much
she wish on destination?
Because say that one more time.
How much new car would she have to pass through field right
now? Oh, that is good. That is right. I don't know. It depends on how hard it is to find the right fit.
Right. Well, hold a minute. Hello, good night.
Oh, is Lady A there?
Yes, sir. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Josh, Long Island.
Yeah, Josh, could you hold a second?
Yeah.
We're back to calling line number two. What's your name?
Dog Heart.
Your Dog Heart.
Okay. Right, who is talking about Steve?
Blomba.
Lady A?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we have Dog Heart. Is it him say Dog Heart?
Yes, him call himself Dog Heart.
Well,
you know?
Well, you have to say Mr. Dog Heart.
You're going to call him Mr. Dog Heart, though. Him say, he's Mr. Right. What would be the first question from Dog Heart be?
Mr. Dog Heart. Why do they call you that?
Yeah, why do they call you Mr. Dog Heart? Why they call you Dog Heart?
Yeah, because they say I don't have no heart.
You don't have no heart.
So that means right. You don't believe in love.
I just hear she use a word and say, it's like buying a new car, you have to test it, and you saw how many cars you're going to test.
Oh, okay.
You're going to test a Chrysler, you're going to test a Nissan, you're going to test how many tests you have to go through.
Yeah, he wants to know right. how many cars you have to drive to find Mr. Right, Lady A.
Well, it depends on how well the car performs, doesn't it? If the car drives perfect and it performs perfect without any glitches, therefore, it's bought.
Yeah, you don't have to go to another car.
So you're saying if it starts up the first time, you're all right?
Of course.
Yeah, but it looks as if you're at the same time, and as I hear you say, a great sex.
Yeah, great. She said sex, great sex is important for her.
Yeah, but sex is not all thing into a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And what you bring to it, what you offer to the relationship, Dog Heart? What you bring to the relationship? Talk to me.
Love and devotion.
You bring in love. Love and
devotion.
Yo, and you're able to achieve that with a Dog Heart?
Yeah, Dog Heart. You know, my partner asked you, how could you have a Dog Heart and deliver love and devotion? That seemed like a contradiction.
No, it's not a contradiction right now. To the world, what he say.
Mm-hmm.
When I say Dog Heart, you know, I blood runs through my veins.
Yeah, but the vein them end up in a heart that belong to a dog. Blow out stunted. Yeah. I want to stunted you.
Well, don't get.
All right, hold on.
Hold a minute. Dog, don't go anywhere.
Don't move.
We're going to talk to the gentleman. Come right back.
Keep the blood running through the veins.
Hello, caller. Good night.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Josh from Long Island.
You're Josh from Long Island, and you want to link with Lady A.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for her?
Yeah, I was just wondering. My friends called in. They're saying to call this number.
Okay, so do you know why you calling this number?
Yeah, they told me to say whatever, like whatever. Cause my boy said that this girl, she's talking about good sex and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Okay. So the show is called Iry Links, and we have a young lady on the line who's looking to make an Iry Link with a gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Her priority though is good sex. She says she really, really won't get into anything serious if the sex isn't good. How you measure up in that department?
I'm very good. I actually had girls complain because I go too long.
Oh, you go too long. I can't hear it in your voice. You're like you can't serve your energy, so you can go longer because you don't sound too energetic right now.
Lady A, is that too long, man? Convincing?
No. Wait, but for asking, man. So now, my brother.
Yes.
Josh, how long do you usually go? What is your length of time?
Last time I went was like 3 hours.
3 hours.
I'm sorry, I'm not a cow.
Yo,
John. Hey, John.
Josh, his name is Josh.
Hey, Josh, in 3 hours you can go to Washington, D.C. on the Metro line, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, you go longer.
You said three, you go longer sometimes.
Yeah, but like, they just want to stop because they lost their voice.
Yeah, you make the girls lose their voice.
Yeah.
Murder.
Oh, well, Lady A, I think you have a challenge here. Huh?
Yeah, man.
No. See. I don't have a challenge. See, it's like buying a Ford and buying a Benz. Just because the Ford could run longer and much faster, God knows the last how much years, mean you want one.
Right.
So you're saying your definition of good sex is not necessarily the length of it.
3 hours long, no, baby.
Josh, this is the thing, Josh. She say, all right, what are the things that you do in these 3 hours? I'm trying to keep it, you know, clean with step on the radio. Tom, what are some of the things that you incorporate in your 3 hour performance?
I just switch it up a lot. I just go different positions, you know.
You change up the positions.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can change every single position within 5 minutes.
John, hey Josh, I don't know if she's buying the 3 hour routine, you know.
It's not about buying it, it's just that it's too damn long.
It's too long. 3 hours is too long.
Well, Josh, do you have a shorter special for her?
I'm sorry, unless we take in breaks and lunch, 3 hours is a very long time.
Yeah, Josh, you say you have to take a break and you know go for a walk around the block together and come back. In another 3 hours. That's a part of the plan.
Well, Josh, do you have a shorter routine for her? Yeah. How would that work?
Give her the discount package.
I could go 1 hour. I could go anytime.
Ah, I see. All right. Lady A, I'm saying we'll give you the discount package and an hour worth of loving.
I think we lost the gentleman on line number 2 now because I think he hung up after the 1 hour mark.
Hey,
Dogheart, call us back.
Call us back, man. We want to hear you for Dogheart. Blow them bubbles. Don't move.
Hello, good night.
Hello.
Who's calling?
Stump.
What's your name, Stump? Who?
Tony.
How you doing, brother? Yeah. Tony.
All right.
Where you calling from?
The Bronx.
Tony from the Bronx. Okay. Lady A, we have another call on line number 2. It's Tony from the Bronx. Tony, did you hear the conversation that she was having with Josh?
We're going to follow the same pattern, all right? So she says her priority is lovemaking, all right? How long do you usually go, and what are some of the things you incorporate in your lovemaking performance to make you special?
Well, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, 45 minutes to an hour. How you feel about that, Lady A?
That's normal.
No, that's a normal thing. Okay.
That's normal.
But I guess she wants to, the next question is, what happens when that 45 minutes to an hour? Because you could be painting the wall for the first half hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like what are some, like how much of the 45 minutes is foreplay, how much of it is, you know, actual intercourse, how much of it is cuddling, how much of it, you know, is just talking and, you know.
Or what percentage is sandwich, you know.
Sandwich? You don't take a lunch?
Eating a roast.
How much of it is lunch? Yeah, talk to us.
Well, I'll 15 minutes. Foul play.
Yeah, you take 15 minutes to warm up.
Yes.
About 5 minutes on each breast and, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so you balance it out.
Yeah.
All right, well, Tony, could you hold a minute?
Hold on, Tony. Hold a minute. You're winning.
Hello, good night.
Yeah, but I just get cut off
we thought maybe the 1 hour thing scared you away.
Dogat, but I was going to ask you, what are some of the things you incorporate in your lovemaking? Like, what are some of the things you do to actually make you a good lover? Except love and devotion.
I like to hear them to be satisfied before I satisfy myself.
Oh, good. Wait there. I can boom it for that. Boom. Ladies and gentlemen, the Dogheart just said he makes sure the woman is satisfied.
He believes in ladies first.
First. You know? Not like some guy said, love making is a race. Who come first win. No, that's not how it go. The lady should always win.
Are you okay with that, Lady A?
Oh, that sounds great.
That sounds great.
Okay, well, do you have any other non-sexual question to ask Dogheart?
because I want to ask Lady A a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Self-praise is no recommendation.
Mm.
You see, sometimes empty barrel makes the most noise.
Rotted.
Okay, and by that you mean?
When I say self-praise, making meaning is just like you have to prove it for yourself.
Okay.
So what are you suggesting?
Now, when I first help with this my recommendation, sometimes a person grabbing and bossing, but then I look down in the back of the Magnum Force. So.
What is the Magnum Force now?
Well, that's a danger.
Oh, that's a danger. Yo, so Lady A.
Yeah.
He said danger or denture.
No, that danger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It seems say when you're looking down the barrel of the Magnum Force, that is the danger. So apparently he's alluding that he swings a big stick. How you feel about that? As a matter of fact, how important is size in your book, Lady A?
Well, I can lie and say size doesn't matter, but then I'd just be lying, wouldn't I?
Okay. So it does matter.
It always does. Don't get me wrong. There are some people who have size and have no idea what to do with it.
Right.
So it's size plus the motion of the ocean, but, you know, they both go hand in hand.
Lady A, I don't got your butt.
Yes.
Okay, right. You know you're defending this. What? But then you have a Magnum Force. So what you worried about? like you're edging your bit.
Come have a snub nose.
Oh, it's a snub nose, Maggie. I work with.
All right, let's go back to the other callers. Hold a minute, dog. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, yes, it's on. It's on like boiled corn. All right, we have Lady A. She says the lovemaking is the most important thing. A gentleman called in and said, boy, if his loving goes 3 hours long, she said, no, she's not a cow. Move.
All right. And then on line number two, we have Mr. Dogheart, who believes that self-praise is no recommendation. Mm-hmm, so he wants to see actions in that word.
All right. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, here I was talking about the length of the lovemaking. You know, some people say, boy, you know, 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. But I have a lady, her name is Sugar. And apparently her lover seems to think that lovemaking is a race. And in this race, he's faster than Usain Bolt.
9.58 again. Me no want no quickness. I want a man with the fitness. Beg you a man with the thickness. Come put it upon me tonight. After my call off your phone and I tell you come home, cause me in a the vibe is some hot fun. Set the mood dim light, champagne candle light. I'ma turn the radio one notch down. Put on the lingerie, the same color what you like. I'ma decide tonight, man, I'm back down. I'ma just a get ready for some good lovey-dovey. And before me know it, you pop down. Oh, I know. If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come first. I'm a fed up, I'm a tired of the 9.58, cause lately me not get no comfort. No one, no. If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come fast. In a my race, I know who come first, win the prize. Go to the person where come last. You see the foolishness me not into. So tonight you better make sure me win you. You could have fast like you see in a Beijing. If me no win you tonight, boy, you bear things. You see the idiot thing me no inner. Say you nothing, say me want be a winner. Seem like you are work for your right up in a the X News or the sports section in a the cleaner. Me want to. If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come first. I'm a fed up, I'm a tired of the 9.58, cause lately me not get no comfort. No. If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come fast. In a my race, I know who come first, win the prize. Go to the person who come last. I know liquor peanut punch with linseed. Freshly squeezed, so what's up with lime? And a liquor doctor, me steam with ital greens. And make sure, say you eat on time. Try to take care of your body. Make sure, say you're happy, stress-free. Not a thing for your mind. Yet every time we are run a marathon, you a win before me leave the starting line. No one know. If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come first. I'm a fed up, I'm a tired of the 9.58, cause lately me not get no comfort. No one know.
If I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come fast. In a my race, I know who come first, win the prize. Go to the person who will come last. You see the foolishness me no into, so tonight you better make sure me win you. You could have fast like you see in a Beijing. If me no win you tonight, boy, I bear things. You see the idiot thing me no inna, so you not think say me want be a winner. Seem like you a work be a write up in a the X News or the sports section in a the cleaner. Mano, if I pass, you pass, so cause lately you always a come first. I'm a fed up, I'm a tired of the 9-5-8, cause lately me not get no comfort. Mano, if I fast, you fast, so cause lately you always a come fast. In a my race, I know who come first, win the prize. Go to the person who come last. Mano, if I pass, you fast, so cause lately you always a come first. Me no want no quickness, I want a man with the quickness. I want a man with the quickness. I want a man with the fitness. Beg you a man with the thickness. Come put it upon me tonight. After my quickness, I want a man with the fitness. Beg you a man with the thickness.
That's right, the winner is the one that come last. All right, pleasant good night again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is yours truly, DJ Yanni. Of course, Raga B there. And we also have a lady called Lady A. She says love making is the priority. All right, she want to make sure that the loving is good. She have to secure a good lover. Of course, we have a couple of lovers that called in. One of them said that, listen, I mean him dog heart.
Yeah, we have dog heart on line number two. And on line number five, we have Michael from Queens. So mm-hmm. We're going to go to line number four.
All right,
Lady A, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, good night, caller. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Sean. I'm calling from the Bronx.
So we've got Sean from the Bronx.
That's right.
Sean, do you have a question for Lady A?
Yes. Now, Lady A is looking for a particular type of man, but my question is, what is Lady A bringing to the table?
Whoa.
Other than, let's say, a body and her looks. How long will that last?
Especially
for a man with this money that she's looking for.
Okay, Lady A?
Yes,
well, the good thing about that is when you already have everything, you could afford to say exactly what it is you want and have nothing left. Right. See, I have my own, so I don't need it from anyone else. So therefore, what I'm bringing to the table is me. Because, see, a man brings sex to the table. I mean, I can go out and I can pay for it. Trust me, it's very easy. But I'm saying that if I'm looking for a man of any type, of any sort, he better be bringing what I need. Everything else I have.
Basically, what you need is sex, because you have everything else, right? So that's what you're
telling me. Exactly, that's it.
So then maybe you need to go find yourself a call man. Or I'll call men. You know what I mean?
Did I not just say I could pay for it?
A gigolo will do
okay,
you just
well,
fine.
Guess what? Why are you even calling in if you're not saying nothing? I actually want to hear.
You're wasting time. I'm listening to
you. Hold on. Hold on. So, brother man, so you're calling to put the lady down. That's what we're hearing. He hung up?
Hello? Yeah, I think he hung up. Yeah,
for real?
I guess so.
Yeah, let's go to Mike.
No, you see, this is what I know. See, the problem is with a lot of men. If mm-hmm. It was men talking this way and saying, yo, all I want my woman is some good poem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Everybody will say hooray. But since a woman, because she has everything, I always feel like she's independent enough to say that all I need is great sex.
Uh-huh.
These are the little boys. I don't even call them men. Mm-mm. I call them males.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
wow.
Because just because you're a certain age don't make you a man.
Mm-hmm.
See, what he wants is one of those little girls. He can tell what to do mm-hmm. and how to do it.
Okay.
It offends him that I'm able to stand up and say, that's all I need.
All right.
Well, let's see if Michael from Queens can fulfill that need.
Yeah, let's hear what Michael from Queens say.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Not too bad, sir.
Yeah, well, Michael from Queens, you heard Lady A, right?
Yeah, I was listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, do you have a question for her?
Yeah, I want to ask her, like, apart from, like, good personality, great tech, if there is anything else that she's looking for.
Well, as I said before, someone with a great personality, someone who can laugh at themselves, someone who can, we can laugh together. That's it.
Okay.
Just someone with a great personality.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like you're the person that I'm looking for.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about yourself, brother man. You know, where you're from? Where you calling from?
Queens.
All right. So now, so how you rate yourself as a lover?
I would say like out of 100, about 75.
You're 75. So you're batting like a C plus.
No, about a B plus.
No, that's about like 75 is not a B plus, Pupa. No, in my school, 75 you get a C plus. It's not even a B minus. You might have to step up the game a little bit. Or cheat off of somebody.
Yeah, but I always leave like a 25 in reserve.
Oh, yeah, some headroom, some growing room. I hear you. Right. room to get better.
Yeah, man.
All right, so you want to know. What's his name? Mike?
From Queens.
Yeah, so, no, all right, so Mike, so let's open the firebox. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open the firebox where I have a bunch of questions. These are hot questions that kind of put people on the spot. So my brother. So brother Mike, hear this now. All right. Suppose you and Lady A hook up, right? And you're there putting down the 75, the C plus, B minus loving on her, and she give you a wicked wine, right? And all of a sudden there is a premature ejaculation. In other words, you pop off quick.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, for me, still it not really take long to come back up. Still, so maybe 5 to 7 minutes maximum, you know.
You tell her, say, just go and take a quick walk and come back and recalibrate everything.
No, not really. You know, me just probably touch her in some nice places, kiss her, romance her, and by 5 minutes time,
You ready again? Ready back again?
Ready again? Again? Straight up.
How you feel, Lady A? How you feel about that kind of performance?
Interesting.
All right. Hold on. Let me have more fire question for the lady. Hey, ask him a question while I open up the firebox again. All right. Let me ask a question. All right, Mike. So in the past, this is one of the questions I like ask guys like yourself. Have you ever had the intentions while making love to your lady of the past, right, that she was faking it? Did this ever occur to you, like, you know what, I don't think the girl really had an orgasm, she fake it? That ever happened to you yet?
Of course, come on.
Of course. It's a regular thing for you.
No, not a regular thing, but girl fake it already. I'm not gonna lie, you know. I'm a realist.
Okay.
Girl fake it already.
Okay.
When that happens, do you acknowledge it or just let it go?
Are you fake one too?
No, I'm not really fake. I'm just let it slide because I don't know, say, you know. Probably not going to happen again. Because look here, you're good or whatever, and sometimes compatibility plays a lot too. So, you might have 100% and she now feel like chemistry-wise. So, that will happen sometimes.
All right, I like it. Next question. You are with the lady A, and you know, while the performance is that you're giving her your B minus C plus, and she say, let me see if we can up the game to like a A minus, and she goes into the drawer and takes out a toy.
This is not
a Barbie doll. This is one of them battery operated rocket machine.
Yeah.
How you that feel about that one?
You open?
No. Be careful.
Boss, don't use the word open.
Hold on, don't say you open. Don't say you open to that one. Don't say you open to that one there.
It depends, you know, because sometimes the tie put her, like, with you and the tie, because to me, the lady A sound highly sexy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes maybe the tie put Lady A on a higher level, on a level where you can get the score. You understand what I'm saying?
So the tie make you dribble down in the red zone.
The tie becomes his designated hitter.
Nice. Yeah, man. The tie put her in the zone and then you just score and you hear goal and the crowd go wild. We like it.
Up next, batting for Mike from Queens is the toy.
We like it. Well, oh my gosh!
All right, Mike, hold a minute, man.
Right, let's ask the other guys the question.
Doggone.
So you're the talk. The question I just asked the other gentleman. Suppose you were with Lady A, and while you're there, putting on some dog art loving, she look at you and say, "Listen, me want some wicked things and this," and she draw a thing out of the draw the night table, like a 10 or a 12 inch thing, and with some what them call it, some D battery. Yeah, man, shower the thing that I work with some D battery, you know. How you feel about a movement like that?
I don't give them the opportunity to do that. I want to ask her a question. Like, she on here?
Yeah, man, she's listening.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to ask her a question. It's like a risk to making love. How long it take her to reach her pinnacle?
Our pinnacle. Yes. Well, let's use the word orgasm, no? Yeah, Lady A, how long usually when you're making love does it take for you to like you said reach a pinnacle? Eh? Maybe let's use the word orgasm.
Okay, well, it depends on it does depend on the individual and how sexually attracted to him I am.
Mm.
It could be moments.
Like moments? What do you mean? Moments like a minute,
like
2 minutes?
It could be seconds.
Seconds.
It could be minutes.
Minutes.
Sometimes it's just a touch. It's the word with it could be anything.
Okay,
so it's the right combination.
How many times she can do that in a half an hour or an hour?
A lot.
Yeah.
Can I ask, you mix with Indian or you Indian?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, in other words, you ask if she have white liver.
You see, I come to satisfy. I don't come through on no race.
Okay.
I don't competition.
Mm-hmm.
No, I bet you if you ask dog heart, what is his favorite position? Yeah. I know why I'm going to say, so we won't even ask.
I'm a rough maker, not a war maker. Love my making love like a war.
Like his war, like a boom, he rocked them a blow up.
Right.
All right. Hold on the dog heart. Back dab in the middle of something we call Irie Links, Irius Lincoln Tone, man. I'm going to tell you, this show tonight kind of, hit off the hook. Why?
Mm-hmm. Hello, good night.
Raga G.
No, this is Raga B.
Raga B. Oh, sorry, my brother. If that woman wants a trial run, tell she I can give she a trial run.
Well, why don't you stay on the ear and let's see, you know, how you measure up.
So you're
no, saying... No, she had whoever she choose is okay. But in case she wants a trial run before she go on this real journey, I can give she a trial run.
Oh, he said he's willing to warm her up for a date.
Okay, yes. Okay, yes. All right. But that is like a cheating. You're trying to cheat the system.
No, I think you're trying to pre.
We don't call it cheating. We reserve the right to make love, whether we call it cheated or what.
No. Mean the system. The system is usually you have to say the right things to her on the ear, and you get the phone number.
No, that's after she done choose whoever she wants to choose, and sometimes in between, you know, she's still not satisfying the mind, so she want to keep her ace in the hole.
Okay.
Instead of spoiling the whole time.
And you want to be the ace in her hole.
Yes.
All right.
See if she gonna put him mouth where
it matters most.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
See what she said. Hold a minute. Hello, good night.
All right, but Lady A, let me ask you a fire question. So, you know, some of these guys out there, they're kind of a little freaky and stuff, you know. Suppose a guy that actually it has the right performance for you while after a performance, after you are there, you're nice and laying down, probably almost snoring, I'm saying, you think we could bring a lady involved? I guess another lady involved in this. How would you feel about something like that?
I mean, well, I have to have known him for more than 15 minutes for him to ask me that kind of question.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, man. No. The thing I go on and everything sort out. You know, he wants to bring a girl into the lady into the thing.
It depends on the situation and the individual.
So you would even entertain
that point where I might, yes, why not? You know.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, for real. Wow. I
Heavenly Father, we ask.
Yo,
make sure we make it upstairs.
I'm opening the pits of hell tonight. Yeah, listen, ladies and gentlemen, we got to take a little pause for the cause, a business break. But yes, tonight is the fire night. And tonight, all hell breaking loose tonight. We have Lady A and we have people.
Well, we have Tony from the Bronx and Michael from Queens. We need Dogheart to call back. Hello, good night.
Yeah, yeah, I'm listening to this registration with Lady A. I would like to say one thing. I'm from Belize City, Belize.
Yes.
I would like to ask Lady A one question.
Yes, go ahead.
I can't name my name, even though I'm a married man, but if I wasn't married, I would make Lady A see songs and hair colors.
Lord, what?
Okay. I would let her see songs and hair colors.
Okay.
Belize.
Belize. Boom, bad. Yes. When you throw some punta rock in her, eh?
Yes, man. Put that pan here. Tell Lady A where I said.
Is your shit listening right now?
No, you're on the air. She can hear you. Lady A, yeah, the gentleman from Belize said he'll make you see what?
See sound.
And hear colors.
And hear colors.
Lady A.
In other words, he want to mix up your senses.
Lady A. I'm a married man, but if I wasn't married, I would make you see songs and hear colors.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Oh, you make her see songs.
See song.
I will make you see songs and hear colors.
Hear colors. Murder. And you actually smell sound too. Murder. All right.
Murder.
Wow.
And I listened to the radio station for the past 4 weeks and I'm killing myself laughing.
You die. You die.
I'm praying to get the number and my boy just give me the number and say, let me call so I could talk to Lady A. They talk nonsense.
I wasn't
married. I would make Lady A see songs.
And hear colors.
And hear colors.
Me, I got teeth the line there.
Thank you.
Talk that for the night.
This is thecaribzone.com.
Ivory Links.
Where we discuss everyday topics for everyday people.
We make Ivory Links with Ivory people looking for love.
If I'm looking for a woman, I'm looking for a dumb person, man. You know, a woman who's going to love herself.
Where singles could verbally mix and mingle.
Well, I like to go out. I'm not the type of person to sit around the house all day. I like to go out.
Ivory Links with DJ Yanni and the crew.
Big people music, big people talk.
Listen in, 93.5 FM. I ask a lot of
that. Hi, this is Nicole Beach, formerly Nicole Reed of Cool 97 FM in Jamaica. Welcome to Ivory Links.
Yes, I. What a vibe tonight. Once again, you're truly DJ Yanni, Raga B there. Lady A, with three gentlemen lined up. Real one of the sexiest show we have done. Man, I tell no lie, the thing turn over tonight.
Yeah, hey, even my own grandmother called me now.
I'm saying what? She wanted to know where she went wrong. How did she fail you?
She just said, me no understand what is the world I come to. Me no know about this 3 hour business.
Yo, God, you must have said,
you can't plant a whole heap of yam in a lot of time then.
Yeah, but enough things have changed, Gran. Enough things. All right, but this, ladies and gentlemen, of course, we are back. It's time for the people at home to start, chiming in. Call up. Who do you think Lady A should talk to? Who should she be having a conversation with? Who should she set up an appointment to have a test drive with?
And right now we have Tony from the Bronx and Mike from Queens.
All right, let's ask Lady A. Who is she? What direction is she going in?
Lady A.
Yeah.
We have Tony from the Bronx, Mike from Queens, but we have Dogheart's number. Cause he seems to have gotten cut off, but we also have his number because he put his time in.
He put his work in. Where are you? Which vibe you feeling right now?
Mike,
you're feeling like it's Mike.
So you're leaning to Mike.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, let's see what the listeners says.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that she's making the right choice? All right, if so, why? If not, why? No, I'm Lady A. Suppose a gentleman that you're were with look at you and say, listen, I got some dollar bills here, and I'd really like for you to do a little dance for me, do a little striptease. Would you be open to something like that? And I'm that is like a silly question, because we ask you so many hard questions, and you work with it, but yeah.
Sure, I would.
You would? You'd give him a nice little striptease and take his dollar bills?
Of course.
Ah, hold on a second.
Her name is Dollar Bill Donna. Hello, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, good night. You hear me?
Yeah, man.
Yes,
loud
sir,
and clear.
Yes, sir. So who should Lady A connect with?
She was gonna quit back because he eat anything.
Okay.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't hear, he says you must hook up with Mike because Mike will eat anything.
Mikey.
That's Mikey. That's like on a commercial, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Hello, good night.
Hello, good night. It's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
Catherine, how are you?
I'm fine.
So who should the lady go with?
Mike.
Why?
Should he do anything?
Because he'll do anything.
Yeah.
You get the feeling like Mike will just work with whatever come his way.
Yes.
And how you feel about that?
Good.
Yeah, man, you feel happy for her?
Yes.
Thank you, mommy.
Hi, Lady A?
Yes.
So it sounds like the callers are leaning towards Mike, but for maybe for a different reason. Two callers have said that Mikey will eat anything.
How you feel about that?
Wow.
So, and actually, what was the reason why you were feeling or heading towards that direction? What was the reason?
I mean, because I like conversation.
Hmm?
You know, the conversation, the way he answered, the way he spoke,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, him feel like, him sound like him ready for the world. Lady A, we are going to give you a little time to talk to Mike off the ear. But let's go to Mike and
you don't want to break the news to Tony first?
You want to break the news to Tony?
Yeah, to let right, Tony let's, understand.
Let's go to Tony then.
Hi, hello, Tony.
Hello, brother Tony.
Yes.
Ah, so my brother, I got bad news and I got great news. The bad news is that you came second, that she chose the other guy. The great news is that when you're a loser on our program, you're a huge winner, because guess what? You get to come back and we have ladies call in to try to get a date with you. How you feel about that?
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. So, all right, don't move. We're gonna take your number and we're gonna call you and hook you up on the ear with three, maybe four, maybe even five ladies. It just depends on how you sound. All right. All right. So we're gonna go to the other gentleman
Mike
right now
from Queens.
Hello, brother Mike.
Hello,
brother Mike.
I'm here.
You are the winner, my brother. Congratulations. 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 You are the man. You are the winner. You are the boss with the sauce, the pickup with the pepper.
Yeah. I'm overly excited.
So could you give us a little preview of what happens next, Mike?
No, hold on a minute. Mike, you hear what the people them were saying while they were voting for you?
But you know, people always have to form them opinions. You can't stop that.
You can't stop that. When you
we like opinions here.
You love opinions. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with
that. Love your attitude. Love your attitude. All right. Woo! Big. It's huge. It's huge. It's
all right,
huge.
Yeah, man, it's huge. Well, we're going to connect Mike and Lady A,
mm-hmm.
So they can continue to speak.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, let's pay our one very serious. And guess what? Lady A said that if a gentleman asks her to do a little striptease dance, hey, she don't have no problem. All right, here's Beres.
Yes, do it this. They see her dancing and say she's freaky. They watch the move she makes
and ask how good she is. All because she whine on her toes and puzzle the pros. How she does her thing that nobody knows. Yes, I think she's a beauty. And when the bass line pounds, she lets her hair fall down. I just want to hang around to see if she will slow down. Make some way, part that crowd. Place me right there in front row. I can't afford to miss 1 minute of the show. I hope when she's dancing, she's looking straight at me. Make it feel like special for me personally, yeah. Dance, girl, dance. Do everything you never did before, yeah. Make me wanna run and run home to my girl. I hope she dances, dances as neatly. I know she loves to create, and she does it sweetly. Hey, find my girl up on your toes. And if we should fall down, yes, remember we're at home. Yeah.
Yes, Barris. So wide on your toes. You didn't know that Barris was a freak like that, right? Yeah, man. Gotta say big up to all the people that like to go to the strip joint. But Barris, he must say he want a girl to show him special treatment. Barris, what you do? You got to walk with the big bills. Some $50 bills and some $100 bills. The single's not going to do it. All right? So I'm Terry out of the voice of Barris Hammond. It's called Dancing Beauty.
This is thecaribzone.com.
Irie Links.
Where we discuss everyday topics for everyday people.
We make Irie Links with Irie people looking for love.
I'm looking for a woman. I'm looking for a dumb girl. Come on, you know. Woman, I'm going to love herself.
Where singles could verbally mix and mingle.
Well, I like to go out. I'm not the type of person to sit around the house all day. I like to go out.
Irie Links with DJ Yanni and the crew.
Big people music, big people talk.
Listen in, 93.5 FM.
Tune in each and every Friday night from midnight till 2. It's not normal.